The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's rodeo week, and it was packed last night down at the rodeo grounds. You know, Friday and Saturday are sold out, and Wednesday was not supposed to have as many, but my goodness, the stands were filled. What a great time everybody had. So good morning, everybody. It is the 15th of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Phil's at the helm, our newest producer. Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning.
And Dave is hovering over him, however. At some point, you're going to forget to turn on the mics. And I understand that. So you get a hus today. You get a freebie today.
I appreciate
it. If you do it again, I come through the glass like the Terminator. Yeah, the Terminator, you just go through the glass. I come through the glass, and I try to rip your face off. So
I'll be aware of that.
Okay. But today, you can do just about anything and get away with it. Is our newest producer. Christina, of course, went up to Portland. Anybody heard from Christina? No. She's dropped off the face of the earth. Any special day today? Do you know you're supposed to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
We got National Chocolate Chip Day.
Ooh.
And we also have National Day, Peace Officers Memorial Day.
Oh, it is Peace Officers Memorial Day. That's right. There's some people going to that. That's being held right here in town.
Right at the old courthouse.
At the old courthouse. So if you can make that, gosh, that's around noon. I think that's at noon at the courthouse. So, okay. Weather today is mostly sunny with a high near 84. And tonight, cloudy, but it's going to clear, and with a low around 58. Friday, and it's going to be sunny. Saturday, small chance of showers. And Saturday night, clear, which is good because we're going to be out at the rodeo on Saturday and Friday and tonight. Sunday, high near 78, and it looks like it's going to be good throughout next till next Wednesday, except starting to get up in the 90s, Tuesday and Wednesday, low 90s. But in the evenings, it's down to 60 degrees, which makes it kind of manageable. So the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been doing this for 30 years, three generations of the Kenny family. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Great people. And I'm here, speaking of great people, he couldn't make it, so they sent Barry Weisswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys.
Thank you.
This is like the third time he was supposed to be on, so he made it this time. I guess we're fortunate.
Third time's a charm.
All right. Thanks for taking time.
Hey.
And for coming over.
For you, I'll remember once.
Thanks for taking I know you're all setting up today.
We are.
So what does that mean, Barry?
Well, we went down the street here between Tehama and Butte Streets, and yeah. We set down the grease mats in case there's a spill, so we don't want to get it on those cobblestone or bricks or
probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Probably a great idea.
And we set all the stoves.
Uh-huh.
We leveled all the stoves. You know I carry my level everywhere I go.
I didn't realize that you leveled them.
Oh, well, yeah.
But that makes sense, though. So where the greases go in, it kind of stays in one spot.
Yeah, and then
or the pancakes.
We move it into the pans that are attached to the stove.
Yeah.
And so we don't get
it. So how long is it take to set up for the breakfast?
Well, we started at 5 this morning.
Oh, I thought you started earlier than that for some reason.
No.
How about making the batter? When do you start that?
About 1 o'clock in the morning.
Tomorrow morning. On Friday
yes.
morning.
Yes.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Yes. And then
Is there any truth to the rumor that there's beer in that batter?
You know, I'm not on the crew, so I cannot
confirm or deny.
Okay.
You know, it's one of those urban myths.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Okay.
And even if it was, if there's any alcohol in it, you know, it would burn out when we cook the pancakes.
When you cook it, everybody knows that. It's like a sauté. A sauté pancake. Okay, this is a full group. Everybody's there from the Asphalt Cowboys.
Yes, sir. You know, and that's one thing about the Cowboys that I liked when I joined is that everybody works. It's not one of these that you got 200 people and you get like 20 of them do all the work.
Yeah.
No, and the Cowboys, there's 35 of us now. And
is that all?
Yep. And, everybody has a job.
You all have pretty stringent membership requirements, right?
Yes, we do. You have to be sponsored.
Yep.
You go through an interview that lasts about an hour and a half there's four of us on the interview committee. And if we like you, we'll present our feelings to the corral, which is the board of directors. And if the corral approves, then it will go to the general population or the general membership to vote. One black ball, you don't make it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
One? Really?
Yeah. But, and...
Probably explains why I haven't been invited to the Asphalt Cowboys. They can find nobody to sponsor me and 35 black balls.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
I never thought about that because you guys are like really strict. Yes. You toss people out if they don't show up for something.
We have done that.
You have done that. So anyway, 10,000 people.
Your best friends. Come on down.
You get pancakes, sausage.
Coffee, orange juice, milk.
And the tickets this year.
Syrup.
You get $6.
Yes, sir.
For the tickets.
$7 at the gate.
$7 at the gate. And I've got two tickets I'm giving away to the pancake breakfast right now. 605-4567. And you will score two tickets to the pancake breakfast.
Wow. Generous.
It is. I am very generous. So give us a call. It's early. I know. And I'm going to be giving away some more tickets today for the rodeo. Thursdays are all given away. So I'll give away some for Friday.
Ooh,
these are strange.
That's big.
These are strange tickets I have, though, on this time. They're in the same section. But they're a row apart, but they're the same numbers, like seat number 13 in row 4 and seat number 13 in row 5. It's kind of strange.
Wow.
But you know what? Once everybody gets in there, you can just move people around.
Yeah.
I mean,
You know, when I used to go to the, this is a long, long time ago, when I'd go to the rodeo, you know, I didn't see a lot of it. I was, you know, talking with friends in the back.
In the cantina you're talking about.
Okay, whatever. You want to call it cantina, but I did get up there in time to see the bull riding at the end and trying to find my way out.
I have never, in the last 4 years, I've never seen the Reading Rodeo. I just, you know, it's like you all, you know, you get involved in it. I'm running around. Last night, by the way, the Native American dancers came out, so that's part of my job, making sure that they've, you know, that they're ready and staged, and Linda and I are working on that. And then with the media coming in, I set up interviews, and we got that done. And then you run around doing other things, and all of a sudden it's like 8:30.
Right.
And so what I do is I go to the Cowboy Channel, and I record the Reading Rodeo, so I can sit down. So I can sit down and watch it at my leisure.
Yeah, you know, I mean, back there, behind the rodeo
behind the scenes.
Arena,
yeah,
behind the scenes. I mean, you see people you haven't seen in years.
Yes.
You stand there and you're talking to them. You just totally lose track of time. And then you order another cocktail.
There you
go. Then you meet another person.
What I can't figure out is, like last night, my friends, that place was packed.
I'm sure.
And it wasn't supposed to be, so there must have been a lot of tickets bought right there toward the end. But it was packed last night for a Wednesday night.
That's awesome.
And then tonight, we're looking at the same thing for family night. And then tomorrow night is Bucking Cancer Friday.
Yep.
And then Saturday is Salute to Veterans.
I like it.
Yeah, or Veteran Appreciation Night. But part of our whole extravaganza is tied so directly to the Asphalt Cowboys.
Well, of course.
We got to take a quick break here. And we'll be right back with Barry Weisswasser.
Cowgirls don't cry. Ride, baby, ride. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
We're going to be doing rodeo songs today, okay? And, this Hat by Chris LeDoux. We got to hear part of that one at some point today. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're Rodeo Central here during this week and during Red Bluff as we totally support the Reading Rodeo and what it does for our community and those people. And also Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have been voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. They gave this beautiful turquoise. Gosh, it could be a brooch. It could be something that fits on a, you know, a bolo tie, but it's as big as your fist. It's beautiful. And that's going to be at the Chicks and Chaps extravaganza tomorrow at down at the Elks Club. If you don't have tickets, it's way too late. They sold this out 2 months ago. But Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Like I said, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and just great people there. Been there for like 30 years. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Barry Weisswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys, and they are setting up for the pancake breakfast as we speak. And we've got to go down, and then I'm bringing three guys with me so we can fight it out at the to get our spot to put our radio remote up. And they got us all on the west side due to east side construction. Okay. Now, it's just, you know, everybody, you know, knows about the bank robbery and the pancake breakfast, but there's a lot more that Asphalt Cowboys do.
Oh, absolutely. We had, of course, our Top Hand Dinner, which is more or less our awards banquet.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that I, last year, won the Quick Draw Contest. I tell everybody, it's probably my last award I'll get from the Cowboys.
Are they still doing that?
Oh, absolutely. We did it right down there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. What happened to the chili cook-off?
Well, ask the health department.
Is it true the health department came down and closed down the chili cook-off?
No.
Okay.
They just told us that, you know, there were rule changes that we had to abide. Everything had to be cooked from scratch at the site, which was impossible.
What?
Yeah. So, and everyone who put a chili in had to get a permit, a food permit. So,
a food permit to put a chili in?
Yes. So,
who makes up these stupid rules?
Well, I don't know what their name is, and if I do, you know.
Are you kidding me? They
no,
had. They,
I'm serious.
What, have people gotten sick off the chili cook-off?
Never.
I didn't think so. I mean, I was a judge down there for several years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I loved it. And I don't remember anybody not liking it. People coming down and getting their chili. It was a great event.
Yes, it was. It's too bad that, you know, they had to present these rules. But anyway,
I
digress.
Because there's a lot more going on besides just that.
Absolutely. You know, after the Saturday Top Hand Dinner.
Uh-huh.
Monday was our golf tournament, which was a huge success,
yeah,
which it always is.
Uh-huh.
And then the next, last Friday was our street dance, which was absolutely
that looked huge.
Tremendous.
That looked huge.
It was tremendous.
Yeah, like what, 3,000 people in there?
I honestly,
I saw the
I don't
whole
know.
Street was filled with line dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. That, line dancers
is scary. Line dancing is scary.
It is scary. I stayed at the other end because, you know.
You're not a line dancer.
I would trip over my feet. I like to dance, but line dancing. Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
Ben Haggard's band was there. They did a great job. They sounded terrific.
Yeah.
People were just...
Having a great time.
Having a great time,
there
absolutely.
Is no reason that we can't expand Rodeo Week. So, I mean, not the rodeo itself, but everything that goes around with the rodeo like this.
Well, you know what?
And make it into like a 10-day, you know, 10 or 12-day.
Well,
you know.
To me, it seems like it's at least 2 weeks long.
Yeah, it should be at least 2 weeks long. We get people coming in here because there's something to do every night.
Yeah.
You know, like after the rodeo, I mean, you got the cantina, but, you know, people may want to come downtown and have it wide open down here with, you know,
be
people
great.
Could dance
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after the street dance, that was Friday. Monday, of course, started Rodeo Week,
yeah.
the official. We had scheduled, of course, the special
Kids Day.
It got rained out.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about possibly getting with the Rodeo Association and rescheduling that. Because, you know, those kids absolutely love that. Program.
We talked about it that day, and we may be able to get it later on, but the thing is getting all the buses, the schools were out,
yes.
and all this. So
yes.
But we'd love to do it because we love doing this, and we
Absolutely.
Really appreciate the help that the Asphalt Cowboys gives us.
To us, it's just
yeah.
It's probably the most enjoyable for more than one reason.
Yeah.
of our event.
And then you've got the pancake breakfast tomorrow. Everybody's pre-aware of that. Now, then the Reading Rodeo Parade on
yes.
Saturday.
Saturday morning. Yep. It's we have more entrants than we've had in the past several years. It's looking great. Of course, I guess it's Caltrans or somebody's got California Street kind of messed up there where I stage the bands, my team, we stage the bands, get them ready to go in, and now they've cut out half of our access.
Oh my gosh.
But, anyway, so, we'll figure it out.
Who's the Grand Marshals this year?
Let me think a minute. God, you know, nobody tells me this stuff, but I've heard through the grapevine that it could be Carl and Linda. I should say Linda and Carl Bott.
There you go.
As Grand Marshals.
That'll
be
yeah,
great.
Yeah, we're honored to do that. And so we'll be there waving, you know, smiling and waving, you know, elbow, wrist, with our cowboy hats on. Yeah.
And twist.
Yeah,
so that'll
be
great.
And that starts at
10 o'clock. But if you're, you know, in it,
you gotta get down there. They told us at 9. Yeah.
One thing I want to say about the breakfast is that parking in town is free. The city of Reading has allowed free parking,
uh-huh.
and also the parking structure, K2 Development and McConnell
yeah.
Foundation, we want to thank them for
opening up the parking.
It's all free.
Yeah.
And so that's
yeah.
really great.
For us, we're already down there because we're doing a remote, but you know, having it right there, you know, right downtown, has always been cool.
Yeah.
One, it's a lot easier moving our stuff there.
Yeah,
when
it
got closer.
I'm just really happy that those whistles aren't working.
They're not?
That's what I understand. And I really hope not.
The first time
we had it down there, you know, I don't know how many times they played the Lone Ranger thing.
And not only that, that's where we were set up that first year. And it was like,
yeah.
are you kidding me? You know,
my stove was right across the street from it. That I was cooking pancakes on.
Yeah.
And it was windy. It was like a wind tunnel.
They blew down some of the other stations' pop-ups.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Okay, Barry, what time does the pancake breakfast start tomorrow?
The pancake breakfast starts, so you won't miss any work. It starts at 5 a.m. It goes to 10.
Okay.
And come on down. You'll see 10,000 of your best friends.
There you go. It's a great event, and the food's good. And the lines move. I mean, you are constantly walking. I bet you don't wait longer than 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they've got 100 ways that they're cooking pancakes.
And we have 200 stoves.
Yeah.
So.
You have that many?
No.
No. But you've got like 50, it looks like.
It's I think we have like 26 stoves.
Yeah, but they're all going one time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Barry Weisswasser, thank you very much. We gave away those two tickets to, who was it, John? John. Okay, John, come on down and pick up your tickets.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. Come back. We've got John Growney, one of the newest additions to the Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
You bet. We'll be right back.
You had a black tornado across the western sky, roping old blue norther and milking Timmy's dry, bulldog the Mississippi.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Fork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries. And a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading. It's rodeo week, and once again, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose. As usual, they bumbled the annual bank robbery. You can win cash by unmasking the lone stranger and finding the hidden loot. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to this Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast downtown in the Whistle Stop Park. Tickets are only $6 in advance, $7 Friday morning, and downtown street parking is free for the breakfast. Saddle up, it's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, bronks, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Hamilton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Celebrate another year with us this May for our 32nd year anniversary celebration at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll have daily drawings, giveaways, specials, and entertainment to fill your days with fun and excitement all month long. And a chance to win up to $300,000. You won't want to miss this. This will be our best year yet, May 1st through 31st. For complete promotion or event details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 7:35 in the morning here on the 15th, and this portion of the show brought to you by REU. If you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of the vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about all these rebates available. I'm here for one of my favorite interviews. John Growney. I've known John. Gosh, I don't know. How long have we known each other? You started adding up like that. And John Growney was just inducted into the Redding Hall of Fame, Rodeo Hall of Fame. And, you know, well deserved. And does that embarrass you when I say
that? It does. It does. The whole thing embarrasses me.
Why?
Because it's not just me.
Well, no, but you said it. And I've heard people that got the big medals, you know, in the military. He says, this isn't about me. It's about all my men.
Right.
And so, and that's what you said. It's about all the people that you've worked with and helped you. But you've helped a lot of people, Joe.
Well, I've helped a lot of young people because they come to work for me and they learn to work and they learn to drive. So, and most of them are cousins that come out of the Bay Area, so that's where my family, my grandfather's family is all from, San Francisco. Yeah. Back when San Francisco was San Francisco.
Yeah.
And so all the boy cousins, when they turn 15 and a half, I've had probably 5-6 of them.
They've all come up to work.
Yeah, they come to work.
For Granny.
Yeah.
For Granny.
So it works out really good. And it keeps us in contact. It's easy to lose contact with your relatives.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
This little thing keeps us all together.
Would they work for you for what, a summer or for?
Yeah, they just come up during the summertime. And my grandfather had three brothers, and these are all the grandsons of.
Yeah. Anybody say anything to you about putting their babies out with the bulls and the wild horses?
Yeah, no, not yet. No, that's Donnie Kish's program, so that works out pretty good.
Hey, John, you've been in this business for how long now?
45 years.
45 years.
And it seems like it went by really fast.
Oh my gosh! You know, you look like you're 45. I don't know. Right? Would you start with your baby?
Sometimes I feel like that, but lately I've been going really hard, so then I don't feel so much like that.
I tell you, this week, you know, it's it can get to be draining.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the things we're doing, and it's not even over. You think it's over Saturday night, and it's not over Saturday
It takes
night.
A lot of energy. And it doesn't start on Wednesday either. It starts 2 weeks ago.
Oh, weeks.
Or more.
We've been working on it for a year. Yeah. I mean, you know, lining things up and all that, but then starting to get the arena ready. I mean, that's...
It is. It's a full-time...
That's a full-time job down there, and it's all volunteers.
Right.
So it's not like you can say, okay, I want the 10 of you there tomorrow to do this. You say, we're having this. We'd like to have people show up.
Right.
And then if you get 10, that's great.
Right. So many people want to be involved, but they didn't know about the unpleasant stuff, I guess.
I see people I haven't seen. I've been a member of the association for like 4 years, and I see new people during the rodeo week. And I thought, well, I didn't know they were members. Oh, yeah, during rodeo week they are.
Right,
they come up.
Right,
but they help, and they know what they're supposed to do and all that.
It's fun to watch it, you know, through the years. there's a lot of great people that have the right intentions. And then there's other people who just want to belong, and they didn't know that we had to have a cleanup day and paint day and all these kind of things.
Power washing. That's been my favorite. I am the power washer.
Right.
I mean, if there's a power washing job, there I am. A stock contractor. Can you explain to people what the stock contractor is and what
the face of the stock contractor is starting to change a lot.
Is that right?
Right, lately, because, you know, I grew up, I chose him as one of my heroes, Cotton Rosser.
Yeah.
But they used to, the stock contractor used to dominate the rodeo. The committee depended on him completely, you know, so putting everything together, doing everything for him. And now you're starting to see more and more, especially at the large rodeos like Reading, starting to have more influence on the stock that's coming to the rodeo. It's not just one stock contractor anymore coming in. It's multiple stock contractors. And the reason being is the cost of traveling and living is so great that these cowboys are entering the rodeo. Once they find out what they have, if they can't place on that animal or have a chance at placing on that animal, they're not coming. So you're seeing more and more committees take control of their livestock and hire them individually, you know, so it's nothing to see four or five or six stock contractors at any given rodeo, especially these major rodeos where the good cowboys are coming long distance to come to them.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, what John's talking about is it's not only the cowboy that's being graded, it's the animal is half the score.
Yes.
And if that cowboy looks at this horse or this bull and he sees that their average coming out is low,
right?
They're not coming.
Right.
Or they'll turn out.
Well, that's what they turn out.
And
it's not good for the rodeo, and it's not even good for cowboys turning out. It's just not a good deal at all. But the way they have it set up now that they have the ability, they pay a fine for turning out. But it's a $50 fine or a $100 fine, and it's cheaper than the airline ticket or traveling.
Yeah.
So they'll pay the fine rather than come to the rodeo.
And they'll go to another rodeo where they got a better chance.
Right. See, Cloverdale, Canada is going on right now, and it doesn't have the added money that Reading has, but they're in competition with each other. So mostly the cowboys are coming from Cloverdale to Reading or Reading to Cloverdale. And then Hayward is going on, but Hayward doesn't have the added money. So the two major rodeos are Cloverdale and Reading right now.
We talk added money. Can you explain what added money is?
Well, the added money is the incentive to get cowboys to come to the rodeo. And it used to be if you had 1,000 in my day, 50 years ago, if a committee had 1,000 or 2,000 added, that was a rodeo you're going to.
No.
Now the magic number is 10,000. And because just the cost of everything has gone up in 50 years.
Sure.
So, and then these cowboys are rodeoing smarter. They used to follow the circuit and, they'd come into your town maybe the whole week and party and get a little out of hand sometimes, but
can't imagine that.
Right, but they don't do it anymore. These kids are all athletes, and they're in it trying to make a living, and so
and it can be a good living,
right? And a good living. Well, I don't know about a good living when you compare it to other athletes, but
I mean,
the rodeo world, it's starting to get better and better, and with the TV channel, with the Cowboy Channel now, and the marketing ability of you're starting to see sellout crowds and a lot more sponsorship involved in rodeo.
Well, that's one of the things that I've noticed, you know, Ted Bambino, he'll be in later today. We're talking about sponsors. I mean, we literally had to stop taking them because we want to give our sponsors, you know, a lot of love. And you get to a certain point, we can't take any more sponsors. But if you want to do it for next year, just, sign up right now.
It's happening. Yeah. You know, it's happening like in Red Bluff Club.
Red Bluff
rodeos.
Yeah.
The major rodeos, these community, I call them leaders, you know, the business people of the community are starting to realize that they're getting their money's worth by sponsoring that rodeo. And as the growth of the rodeo grows, so does their business.
I'm here with John Grani. He is so well known, so well appreciated. I've never heard any. I mean, when I see, okay, I know I'm embarrassing you, but you have to. You know what? If you've ever been to the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association's big woo-ha at the National Finals Rodeo, there's John Grani, and he's never alone. There's like four or five people around you all the time. I mean, John, you've earned that.
I know, but I was raised that way. I mean, I like talking to the little guy as much as I like talking to the big guy. And I don't mean that as a cutting thing, but,
yeah.
it's just something in my nature that little guy will be a big guy one of these days. Not that I'm using him, but I just care about those people.
Well, that's the thing is, people are wanting your expertise and all this. I mean, Yes. You've been there, done it, and got the awards for it. So
yes, I'm starting to get them now, but because I'm getting older.
Yeah, isn't that something? What was that? You were there last year at the when the Coors guy, and they said they gave him an award.
Oh, Peter Coors.
Peter Coors. He said, I kind of like being recognized this way as opposed to the other way he just talked about it, being recognized. He said, that sounds like your life's over. He says, this one sounds like you still have some time left.
Right.
I remember now, that.
There's a guy in St. Paul, Oregon. I don't know how much time you have left, but it's St. Paul, Oregon. Anyway, Tony Halter was his name, an older gentleman, and he was going into their Hall of Fame. And he says, I realized when I was getting older is when I was looking back more than I was looking forward. And it's always stuck with me.
Yeah. Wow. We're here with John Grant. We got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993, families, seniors, veterans, business owners. And if you're looking for a second opinion and for a free review and evaluation of your monetary matters or your insurance, all your insurance, we've sent Judy friends of ours that couldn't get insurance on their homes. And Judy's found them insurance. And no, it's not just a fair plan. So, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, and you can reach her at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back with John Grani.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty. But where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000.
800-480-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hey, welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Today, the 15th of May, 7:51 in the morning, and it's rodeo week. And we've been kind of tied up with that, and we're the rodeo central here. First night was last night. It was a full house, and Native American dancing went off. That was good. I mean, they're really good. And then, of course, just great rodeo action. And then tonight's our second night, and it's family night. And we expect that to be kind of full. And then, Friday and Saturday just sold out. It's crazy. I'm here with John Growney, who is, you know, in the rodeo world, he's an icon.
There you go.
And we've known John for about 10 years or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
And here's a guy that everybody knows, everybody likes, and he's such a nice guy. I mean, maybe you're not, but we have never seen
nobody's ever
seen it.
I've got holes in me too.
Yeah. Hey, this year the breakaway roping started. When you tell, and you say, "Yeah, we got breakaway," and there's just kind of a blank look in their eyes.
Right.
And so, would you mind explaining?
Well, it's another girls' event, and it's breakaway roping is just the girls go out and rope the calf, and then the rope is tied to the saddle horn with just a light string, and when that rope comes tight, it they have a little flag on the end of their rope, and when it comes loose, that's their time. But it's an event that's been happening for years. I mean, even when I was in college 50 years ago, they had breakaway roping. But it was an event that for the girls that happened while they're in high school and in college. And then when they were out of college, it was just done. So their breakaway roping career was done. And now it's starting to make a comeback. And it's a good event to watch, and it's amazing some of those girls how well mounted they are and how well they rope.
Oh yeah!
And so it's become an event that the that people like and appreciate, and it shows their talent. So now, you're seeing girls that are 50, 60 years old that are roping now.
Yeah.
Because they always had that ability, but there was no place to go.
Well, last night, I think, the scores last night was like 2.6.
Yes.
A couple of those. I mean, and this is how fast it is. That calf comes out, they're out. They rope that calf, that horse sits down, and that rope snaps away. And, I mean, right. It's fast.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it because it's become a new event.
Yeah.
And,
it's kind of sweeping rodeo.
It is. And so, almost all these major rodeos are having, it adds another cost to the committee.
Yeah.
And whatever the added money is and the cost of the livestock. But, you're seeing it.
Because they get paid. Well, they get paid just like everybody right. else, the same amount.
Right.
So. And, you know, the other thing too is, believe it or not, when you're on TV, and you know this, you've got only so much time. This thing runs like a military operation. And if there's a slowdown someplace, the Cowboy Channel is there, you know, leaping through their grommet, and we're trying to, you know, put it in there. So when you add that other event,
right.
you've got to really make sure everything's tight.
Because yeah. it does take, you know, I don't know what you guys had allotted for it, but. Is it 12 minutes or, I don't know.
I think it's like 12 minutes.
Yeah. And, you know, so it does, especially TV, because, you know, when we're seeing stuff, you don't see it on TV, you know, what the pickup man is doing, you know, what the bullfighters are doing, what the clowns are doing, all kinds of stuff is happening and it's not all televised. And so they miss a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
So it's got to be condensed into a couple hours. They know you can only hold an audience so long, and then and they start getting bored. And then bull riding, which is the most exciting event,
uh-huh.
it seems to be the most slowest event because the bull riders, I swear some of the bull riders don't want to nod their head ever. You know, they'll get their wrap and they're ready to go, but they just don't nod their head. And it just delays the rodeo that much longer. But, I don't know how you make bull riders.
Some of them are having to repull.
Right. It's habit.
Yeah.
It's the same guys. When you're having a rodeo, it's the same guys that take their time. And so you almost wish you could figure out what to do with them before they even go. Like, have them already pulled and they're the first one to go or something. But if a bull wiggles wrong, they give it up and start all over again. So.
Is there but do those ride as well as the others? The ones that are kind of finicky? Do they ride as well as the other ones?
They don't. You usually, I'll tell you, bull riding, it's fun to be around bull riders because you can see it in their face and their eyes and their expression. There's guys that really crave it, and then there's guys that have doubts. And if you have doubts in your mind in bull riding, the odds are you aren't going to do too good.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they might ride a really nice one to ride, but... it's, you know, you see it all the time in Stetson and Kai and Sage, and there's so many, you know, there's probably about 20 really great bull riders right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you see it in them that they're going to ride their percentage of bulls where the other guy is lucky to ride 10%.
I heard Donnie Gabe, he was commenting on a rodeo and bull riding. He said he's looking at the ground.
Right.
And he said, and then you started looking. When they turned and
he'd
looked
up
at the ground. Yeah, and when they looked at the ground, they were coming off.
This Joe Bumgarner, you know, from Red Bluff,
but
one of the greatest bullfighters ever, he learned to read the cowboy as much as he reads the bull, because he can figure out almost where that guy's going to hit. And so he knows where to get to take the bull away from him. So, but that's, you know, Donnie Gay said it, you saw it, and we see it all the time.
Yeah.
The cowboy looks away instead of making that extra try to get back.
Yeah.
That's what makes the difference between great bull riders and not so great bull riders is the guy that is actually bucked off, but he never gave up. And then the guy that thinks he's bucked off and starts looking for a way to get off.
Yeah. Oh, no, you see him. I mean, you think, okay, there's no way this guy's staying on. And
right.
he fights his way right back into the middle.
Right.
It's like, whoa, how'd you do that?
You see that with the good guys.
Yeah.
That's Stetson. You see it over and over again where you know he's bucked off. And the next thing, he's right back in where he needed to be.
Yeah. But you know what? I guess, and we got a break from the news here, but I guess when you've got those that have that hand-eye coordination, that strength, that mental strength.
It's mental. It's all mental.
And that you've got, you know, people that may have the physical attributes, but don't have the mental.
This Gary Lafue is a bull riding instructor and he's world champion back in the 60s. His comment is, you're smaller, you're faster, you're smarter than that bull. And there's no reason why you can't get back to start every time. You know, there's a sweet spot to be in, and that bull will try and get you out of that sweet spot. But if you can hurry yourself and make your mentally decision, you'll get back to that sweet spot every time.
Cool. Hey, I'm here with John Grani, one of the newest additions to the Reading Rodeo Hall of Fame. I'm going to keep saying that. He's going to stay with us to about 8:15, and then this is a busy man. He's off then. So we're going to break from the news, and we'll be right back.
No shoes, no shirt, and no problem.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump delivered a pep talk to American troops at a base in Qatar.
As president, my priority is to end conflicts, not start them, but I will never hesitate to wield American power if it's necessary to defend the United States of America or our partners.
As he travels through the Middle East, the president said he was pleased with two major Boeing aircraft orders. A day after a Saudi company ordered at least 20 jets, Qatar placed the biggest order for 787s and wide-body jets in Boeing's history.
I think it's the largest order ever for aircraft, so I salute the people from Boeing, Kelly, and everybody, and General Electric. The engines are General Electric Super Prime, and I really think it's great.
Meanwhile, in other parts of the Mideast, violence flared in the West Bank. Israeli airstrikes killed more than 50 people in southern Gaza. An American-backed humanitarian group expects to begin aid operations in Gaza before the end of the month.
The group, which calls itself the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, says that it got what it describes as key agreements from Israeli officials on delivery. The announcement identified several U.S. military veterans, former humanitarian coordinators, and security contractors who say that they will lead the delivery effort. Many in the aid community believe it's meant to supplant the distribution system, now run by the U.N. and other international aid agencies. Israel has blocked food, fuel, medicine and all other supplies from entering Gaza for weeks in a worsening humanitarian crisis.
That's Lisa Dwyer reporting. Walmart says higher tariffs are forcing it to raise prices. The big retailer says the price hikes will start later this month. More at townhall.com.
Charlie Kirk here. I've been thinking, why does it feel like losing weight is harder than ever before? Mixed messages, fad diets, and quick fix solutions. Many people are left stuck and exhausted trying to fight a battle they can't seem to win. If you feel this way, you're not alone. I used to feel that way too. But let me tell you, it's not your fault. Your body is working against you, and delaying action only makes it harder. I took a step 2 years ago and called PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and lost 40 pounds. I feel great and have kept it off. If you are ready to make a change for life, call 855-696-2020, that is 855-696-2020, to schedule your weight loss consultation. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy. Visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It works, everybody. Check it out at myphdweightloss.com.
For decades, Harvard University assumed it had a cheap copy of the Magna Carta in its collection. But the BBC's Joe Black says a critical examination shows the document is an original.
The Magna Carta, issued in 1215, was the first document to put into writing the principle that the king and his government were not above the law. It's considered a key step in the evolution of human rights. This version was bought by Harvard for $27 in 1946. Professor David Carpenter from King's College London teamed up with Professor Nicholas Vincent from the University of East Anglia to investigate its authenticity. both academics, are certain it's a lost version of the last Magna Carta from 1300.
There are four copies of the original, and until now there were believed to be only six copies of the 1300 version. News and analysis at townhall.com. The fight over abortion continues in Missouri. We get details now from correspondent Keith Peters.
Missouri lawmakers have approved a referendum seeking to repeal an abortion rights amendment passed by voters 6 months ago. The Republican-led Senate voted Wednesday to place a new amendment on the statewide ballot that would instead impose a ban on most abortions, with exceptions for rape and incest. The vote came after the GOP majority used a rare procedural move to cut off debate by Democrats who opposed the measure. Keith Peters, Washington.
Dick's Sporting Goods is buying the struggling footwear chain Foot Locker for about $2.5 billion. It's the second buyout of a major footwear company this year, as business leaders deal with tariffs in the ongoing trade war. Dick said it expects to run Foot Locker as a standalone unit and keep the Foot Locker brands. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda left this morning before I did. She is getting ready for Chicks and Chaps, and I got 100 other things she's doing. I mean, she just wears me out watching her. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Phil's at the helm. Good morning, Phil. And the weather, it just so happens I have the weather report. It's going to be beautiful today with a high near 84, Friday, sunny. Saturday, a chance of showers, a small chance of showers, but just during the day. At night, it's going to be all cleared up, and it's going to be beautiful for the rodeo. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, all clear, beautiful days. But it's going to start getting a little bit warmer by Wednesday, up to 93. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They're into the third generation of the Kenny family running that. They provide outstanding customer service. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And I'm here with one of my favorite guests, John Growney, who is a bull rider, and then he had Growney Brothers, and then, of course, the world-famous bull Red Rock and the Challenge of Champions. But you've been – and then the thing is, everybody knows who John Growney is. I know. I'm embarrassing right now. This is a humble guy, but everybody knows him. So what do you think the future, John, rodeo?
I got out of the rodeo business about 5 years ago because I didn't see the future in it. But the Cowboy Channel and Yellowstone and then I think our society is trying to come back to the middle. And as it does, the agriculture way of life is a big important part of it. And you're seeing the popularity of agriculture and understanding of where our food comes from. And then the rodeo life came out of the cow business, the cattle industry. Mm-hmm. And it was just a way of showing what you could do as a cowboy. And that's, you saw it in the military, and I saw it in the military, but teaching your kids to step up and to accept responsibility and also to react to a wreck or whatever's happening.
Yeah.
And I know I got drafted 50 years ago, and I wasn't happy about it. But it turned out to be the best thing ever happened to me because it just taught me a lot about myself, and I think the military does that. And I know I'm getting off of this thing, but I think we're becoming a stronger nation again and with a lot more responsibility. So we'll see what happens.
Terry, if you can, call at 8:15 because this interview is ending at 8:15, and then we'll take you right then. Okay. It seems like with the Cowboy Channel is kind of like really, millions of people are watching these, and you know, and you're watching these rodeos, and I think people appreciate Americana.
I do too. So, you know, there's growth spurts. What's that cowboy with John Travolta?
Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy, and then there was another thing that came out. And even the Lane and Red Rock, 8 seconds,
yeah.
When it came out. It started making rodeo cool, but it sort of peaks, and then it fades away, you know, back to a balanced area.
Mm-hmm.
And this Cowboy Channel, it's bringing rodeo back to the front, and now you're starting to see CBS, NBC, a lot of those places that go, these are great venues, and they're starting to become recognized. The PBR is really doing a great job of doing, you know, of showcasing what they have, and it's part of rodeo. And so now rodeo is doing the same thing, and these crowds, especially in the West Coast, they're just packing these places. It's just great crowds. People wanting to be involved. It's cool to wear a cowboy hat again. It's cool to wear cowboy boots. And it's just cool to be a cowboy. And you don't have to be a real cowboy. But you know, just have it in your blood.
I'm not a real cowboy, but I love the Western life. I like the code. Yeah. And what we try to do is welcome anybody that comes in. If their hat's on backwards, we'll tell them. But we don't.
Right.
You know, but we want to bring them in into the
our
venue.
That's
and
our
I've heard
base.
You say that before.
Right.
Yeah.
And the dancing, you know, just line dancing, any kind of dancing. You know, when I was a kid, now it sounds like an old man, but I went to dances every Friday and Saturday night. You were just going to dances. It was just automatic. And guys danced with their girls, and you just had so much fun.
Yeah.
And these kids now, I see, I've got a niece that just had her prom. Well, she went with 5 girls, and they have a blast. Well, 5 boys probably went, and they might hook up or not, but back in our day, you actually asked for a date, and you went to the prom.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to do that anymore.
No, and they show up in these limousines. You know, I took mine in my Volkswagen, and we all had dinner before, and that was the big thing.
We did dinner, and then you go
to the prom, and you get your picture.
I remember
taken.
My first time trying to pin a corsage on my girlfriend, and the mother had to help me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's dangerous, because you just don't want to touch them anywhere near that area.
Especially the families in front of you and everything.
So, where are you going? You got your stock contracting company. And that's
Legacy Pro Rodeo.
Legacy Pro Rodeo. Right. So where are you going to be here in the next? Because now the season's really kicking off.
We have a bull ride. We have 2 bull rides next Friday and not this coming Friday, but Memorial Weekend. Mm-hmm. And one of them is in, I think it's Minersville and in Mona, Utah. They're about 50 miles apart. Minersville or whatever that town is close to where Stetson is from.
Yeah,
and
Stetson,
and Stetson's always had bull ridings there, but now he got together with my boss, Patrick Witham, and they're doing a major bull riding. These are 2 major events. So we've got all the top cowboys coming to it.
Cool. And then like I said, this is where the summer
starts. Then the next weekend I'm in Moab, the weekend after that I'm in Monticello, Eagle Mountain. We're pretty much in Utah and Idaho, but we were also at Logandale, Red Bluff, and Clovis.
Yeah.
And we basically took a break with the horses in May, and then we really start up every weekend in June, every weekend in July.
I think it's important that people know these horses and bulls are not bucked every day.
No, they're bucked time at a rodeo every day. You know, we're well off enough that we don't have to have a rodeo every weekend.
Yeah.
And so many stock contractors, the cost of doing business and everything, it's almost where they need to go every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the stock, they don't get wore out, but they do get tired September being on the road. And a lot of rodeo committees don't have facilities to handle all the livestock.
Yeah.
So you're moving them around a lot, trying to bring them in, take them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes its toll on the livestock.
Sure. But not mistreatment, but just traveling. If you traveled every week, I get tired.
Right. So I'm the same way. You can tell by the end of September is the end of the rodeo season, the official rodeo season. And most of our all of our rodeos in that last weekend of September. And by doing so, you can just tell everybody's wore out. You know, what was funny in in the spring isn't so funny in the fall. And you can just tell they need a break, we need a break, and it works out really good for us.
The other thing I want to point out is if you think that rodeo is in the Southwest and the West Coast and the mountain states, that's not true anymore. I saw New Jersey.
Yeah.
New Jersey has, think it was New Jersey.
There's a bull riding going on in Alaska next weekend. And we're sort of competing for the cowboys there.
Yeah.
But and they pay off some of the cowboys in weight of gold. It's really a distinct thing that, you know.
Wow.
It's something. If you win the bull ride, you win X amount of gold, gold. So that's a big thing that Alaska is doing.
John Grani, thank you so much for joining us. We always love having you on the show. And I know you may be going to Fort Worth here.
I'm debating.
You're up in the air on that one.
They're having a Hall of Fame. They're Texas Bull Riding Hall of Fame. And Tandy Freeman, Aaron Seamus, Clint Rasmussen, Michael Gaffney, Pete Gay, and one other kid that I know. Out of 10 of them, I know 6 of them really well, and I feel like I need to be there to, you know, to honor them.
And by the way, Fort Worth, Texas, as we were talking about it during the break, this has become a destination.
It is.
And it's beautiful hotels, great bars, and they have 3 or 4 cattle drives a day with longhorns coming down the street.
And some of the old stockyards that were there in the 1800s where they were driving cattle to are still there. And it's just, you can see the old tradition and the old history playing out right in front of you.
Yeah. Okay. John, thanks a lot. Be careful out there. And we'll be seeing you down the road here.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us promote rodeo.
Oh, you know, we love it. And it's Americana. You know, national anthem, prayers. You
the
got
whole
it.
Thing.
The whole
we're
thing.
Coming back.
We're coming back.
We're coming to the middle.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. We're bringing in some more of the rodeo people right after this break.
Join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $300,000 anniversary swipe to win drawing. Come spin the super prize wheel for a chance to win up to $300,000 and more. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday through May, starting at 7 p.m. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We're back 6 days a week. Since 1938, Jack's Grill is served fabulous steaks. Pork tender filet mignon, New York steak or brochet of beef, all cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Deep fried prawns and southern fried chicken. All dinners served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries. And a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice. Whatever you're in the mood for, meet friends and family at Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday now with comfortable patio seating. A Reading landmark at their historical location on California Street, downtown Reading.
It's rodeo week, and once again, those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys are on the loose. As usual, they bumbled the annual bank robbery. You can win cash by unmasking the lone stranger and finding the hidden loot. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to this Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast downtown in the Whistle Stop Park. Tickets are only $6 in advance, $7 Friday morning, and downtown street parking is free for the breakfast. Saddle up, it's Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Week.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for,
for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverages, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Sure do have fun racing the wind, chasing.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us all over the world. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a great time to find or start a career in the healthcare industry, and Shasta Regional Medical Center has opportunities available right now. They have openings for a variety of backgrounds and experience levels, both full-time and part-time, tuition reimbursement, 401k, and more, and is available at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, go to ShastaRegional.com and click Careers in the main menu. Terry, good morning. I just got a
good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Fine. I just got a couple minutes here. I got guests. What you got?
Great. Okay, on Sunday, on Jefferson State of Mind at 9 a.m. on KCNR, we are going to be having on Clint Curtis. And Wynn Carpenter, my partner, has developed a pretty good relationship with Clint and got with him, and he is coming on for the full hour. We'll be giving a little bit of background on him first, but we will take Q&A. And I think that I think we're looking at some interesting times here in Shasta County, and I think that Clint Curtis's appointment is one of them.
Okay, 9 o'clock on Sunday morning right here at KCNR.
Yes, sir.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. Okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with Ted Bambino. What a surprise. And Cindy, or Christy Davis. Hey, Christy from Golden Valley Bank.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ted, you're bringing in bankers here.
I know.
Did you survive last night, first night?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we had a good crowd.
This was your first time, though, as the president of the association.
It was, and it was a little odd for me, not going to lie about it, because I'm used to being specific. In one area, my wife and I do rodeo flats and take care of our sponsors, and now you have to kind of be everywhere. And I was on the other side by the front gate, concession area, You know, just kind of seeing, you know, putting out fires. You know, yeah. Nothing major. Just everybody
Ted,
comes.
We have an interview for you. You got to be here at 6:30. Boom.
Right.
Ted's there. Yeah, you know, and it's kind of like, you're right. We're all going to, you know, then we were lining up all the dancers.
Yeah.
And keeping them. Linda and I were, you know, putting them out there. And they know what they're doing. We just have to get them lined up. And then they brought them out early, I mean, into the alley. And some, you know, the pickup guy was coming back. And, you know, we were all wondering, gee, I wonder how this is going to work. But it worked.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
So what are you thinking? It was a good start.
It was a great start. I mean, our relationship with Rancheria is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
People like that different aspect of it because if you don't change it up, then it gets stagnant.
Yeah.
And what we do with the Rancheria and their dancers, it's bright, it's colorful, the kids are, you have a lot of history and heritage. Jack Potter's Prayer, you know, is always interesting, for people that don't know the tradition and the heritage behind the Indian tribes. And then the national anthems. I mean, the national anthem that the gal sang.
She sang America the Beautiful.
Right, America the Beautiful.
In a Pawnee. And then followed by the national anthem,
right.
By a young lady that just belted it out of the park.
Right.
She was one of the 33 that showed up
for
that open call that Linda put on.
That's awesome.
33 people came out, and she's the one tonight's going to be good too.
Well, that audition deal, all your listeners out there, if you have children or a voice, and you want to audition for the national anthem, Linda will put it out next year.
Yep.
And come to our clubhouse and audition. These people just auditioned.
33 people showed up, and it's and you go in there by yourself. You know, some of them had their parents or their support group. No.
Yeah.
Came in there, and they made them sing with the microphone so they could see if they could handle the microphone.
Tough song.
That was good.
Tough song.
It is a tough song. Yeah. National anthem is a tough song.
Well done.
But she did really well last night. And Breakaway Roping was, I was just here with John Grounding, we were talking about that, and he said, you know, it's been around a long time, but girls in high school and college, when it was over, I mean, when they graduated from college, that was it.
Right.
And now Breakaway Roping has really exploded in the professional rodeo.
They had a tough night, you know, throwing the rope. I mean, they did slack and they did good. I had probably a little nerves involved in and because they were new, I drove around in the back in the contestant parking lot.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, the gals that are breakaway ropers, I mean, they're dialed and they're professionals.
Yeah.
But I talked to a few of them. There were a few from Washington, a couple from Montana, a couple from Colorado, a gal from Southern California. And I asked him, I said, now, did you rodeo to here and then you're going to rodeo back? Like, oh, no, we came straight here. And then they're going to rodeo back to wherever their hometowns are.
Yeah.
They came here because they heard it was the first time, and they heard about the added money,
equal added money.
Puts on for them. Super excited to come. We are super excited to have them. And it's just another set of eyes on our beautiful area.
Well, we're setting up. Hopefully this will happen with the Breakaway Roper for an interview tomorrow, tonight.
Nice.
And she, you know, but there were, what, 2.6 times last
2.6,
night? We had some good times last night.
Yeah.
And it's such a, I mean, it's a quick event.
And
people have no concept of what it is.
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
But the, gosh, the, everything, everything was just
was
as usual.
It was fun.
It was fun. So, Christy.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what do you have for us?
Well, we are here to support Ted and the Reading Rodeo Association. Golden Valley Bank's your local community bank here in Reading. We've been around Chico, and we have an office in Oroville.
Uh-huh.
This will be our 7th year in October that we've been opened here in Reading. I'm born and raised Shasta County girl, and so Reading Rodeo is runs deep in, I think, all of our roots and our hearts, and I've always taken my family out. So when we started the bank here in Reading, it made sense for us to partner with Reading Rodeo, and since that day, we have
it's been a while,
grown
too,
that relationship.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And Golden Valley is, I mean, I've had close friends work there before.
Yeah.
And have since retired. But, Golden Valley Bank has been been kind of a mainstay with us at the Rodeo Association.
Yeah, we're pleased to have him. And Golden Valley and Christy and her team are one of those sponsors that we strive for. They get engaged with us. They get engaged in the off season. They get engaged, you know, when it's rolling up to rodeo time. I mean, we have the fantastic event with Todd Jones and his crew from the chamber.
Yep, the greeters last week to kick it off.
Just an awesome time. So it's a partner that we strive for. I mean, it's not just somebody writing the checks and hey, glad to be part of it. Where's their sign go?
Yep.
They're part of this whole thing, you know, the whole way.
So. I was putting signs up, so.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, where's our sign?
We were talking about that for Golden Valley, putting yours upside down.
Yeah.
And here's the reason why.
Why?
You walk around, you know, as you're looking at all these signs, and then there's one upside down. Everybody's
we'll
going to
look
be looking
at it.
Okay.
See, we like that. We like that. That's
you like
creative.
That idea? Huh? We thought about it. No, they might say something, and then, you know, two of us be all beat up later, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's,
yeah, the signs
that's
are
a good
tough.
Concept.
Everybody can put out like 25 signs. You start thinking.
You're like,
things,
yeah, you know, make it fun.
Let's make this one upside down, and then everybody's going to notice it.
Yep.
So,
and we're going to be there tomorrow. We're scoreboard sponsors, so we wine and dine some of our clients, and we've got a really good spot up there. And super excited.
Are they in the party spot?
Yep.
They're in a platform.
We are. I think we're in the best one.
They're all good, but there may be others are better. Tim, we got to take a break here. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Our sponsors, because that's kind of new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's been in the last couple years, and I don't think I've ever addressed it on, you know, during the show. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 1967. What can I say? It's the best place ever to get a haircut. It's the only place I've had my haircut since I moved here. And I never had a bad haircut, and I do it by making an appointment. I call them at 530-244-9478. Make my appointment, roll in, get my haircut, usually leave, but sometimes I hang around, catch up on my car and track in National Geographic, the only place you can find it. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Ted Bambino and Christy Davis.
Parking lot. He said, hey, boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up, but honey, why?
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there. Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, Rodeo Week at Rodeo Central, right here at KCNR 96.0 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Bot, Linda was out of the house before I was this morning. I mean, I was leaving at 6 and she was gone. Yeah, I mean, she's got chicks and chaps tomorrow. She's got, you know, she is running at a high rate of speed.
Yes.
Wait till Sunday and you'll watch us both. Decompose.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm here with Ted Bambino and Christy Davis. Christy's from Golden Valley Bank, and that's a local bank. You know, I really didn't know that. For some reason, I kind of thought you all were like, you know, all over.
Nope.
But no, you're a local bank.
Yep.
And the Redding Rodeo Association and Golden Valley Bank have had a long time.
Yeah, we've been there.
Partnership.
Yep, and they've done a great job for us. I mean, we have some really unusual needs as a, you know, big one-week event, you know, with some of the monies and the handlings, and they've been fantastic. They've accommodated every one of our needs, which are not usual. So what do you do with a boatload of money at the end of the night with a rodeo?
Yeah.
You know, oh, you put it in a suitcase, put it in the trunk of the car. Well, you can't do that anymore. So we have to have ways and means to get that done. And they've been fantastic in accommodating all our needs.
Well, I know that every time we have a meeting, we talk about your Golden Valley name comes up. And of course, in our financial reports and all that.
Right. And
you need a relationship with so many different groups of people. Banks, one of them, and the other things that are happening. And I've asked you about something and totally forgot what I was
platforms.
Yeah. Platforms. Okay. Yeah. We have these party platforms that just started, what, 3 years ago?
3 years ago. Actually 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And, where that whole thing started was, we go to other rodeos during the course of the year, and we learn from them. One thing about the rodeo industry is rodeos don't try to one-up each other. They teach each other. They help each other. They promote each other.
Like the cowboys do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
They help their fellow competitors.
We go to Reno. We go to St. Paul. We go to Pendleton. We go to Salinas. We go everywhere. And we get their ideas and share our ideas. And one of the things we noticed with our Rodeo Flats, which is our sponsor area, it becomes to be the best wanted event. It's my...
Oh, is that you? Oh, okay. I thought it was my guy in the other room. I was getting ready to smack him.
But it becomes one of the most desirable areas that you can have. And the problem with it is that it's very busy in there. And in Christy's case, she wants to entertain her guests. And so we develop the platforms. And the platforms is a private area, elevated to see the viewing of the arena. And they can bring in 30 people. We have dinner for them, and they can socialize.
It's cool. I mean, it really is.
And conduct business instead of just, you know, being interrupted by a bunch of people. So it's worked out really well, and we're glad to have them. We have three of them, and we have a waiting list. So it's quite a desire to be in the platforms. And like Christy said, they're the scoreboard sponsor tonight. They have the platform. And
we actually have 60 guests.
I'm sorry, 60 guests.
Because we don't, I think some split it, but
yes.
We're spoiled. So I don't know what's going to happen if they ever tell me no, because I can't watch the rodeo any other way now.
Well, you've got, you get drink tokens and food.
Yep.
Water, ice chest full of water, soda. We have our own bartender below, our own bathrooms. You don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Got your own bartender.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Who's bartending?
Well, it's our.
I want to do that 1 year.
Well, it's right below us, so there's not a lot. Okay. It's just our area.
It's Les's team.
Les's team.
Yeah.
No line.
No line. Well, the it's another concept. Now, since 25-year extension on the lease or new lease plus 10 more, 2 10, so that's 45 years.
Yes.
We as a rodeo association are really looking at enhancing everything we have.
Yeah, the work begins. I mean, we're very blessed to have the relationship with the city and to got this 45-year lease. Now the work begins on our part, you know, to start professionally designing, you know, our improvements that we want, seeking the funds that we need, either privately or donation or grant monies. And we will be aggressively pursuing that here in the near future. Will be our foundation, which is the Friends of the Reading Rodeo, is our nonprofit organization, the 501c3 that, you know, the money will be going through for tax initiative problems, you know, that people can write off. We'll be very active, and that's where a lot of the funds will be generated, is with the Friends of the Reading Rodeo, and then we'll be planning.
We're the if I understand this right, and I've been to all the meetings, but it doesn't mean I understand anything. The footprint's not going to get bigger. It's everything inside.
Correct.
That like the on the north end, all those stands are going to just disappear.
Correct.
And be replaced with aluminum stands.
So basically, the big picture is to, you know, encase this whole facility probably about 80%. We're going to use the north end bleachers with potentially platforms out the back of them, similar to Christie's party platform. And those platforms will view out over the river and the Sundial Bridge. You'll be able to entertain your guests prior to the rodeo, you know, have your own private area, and your viewpoint will be the river. You step through the front part of it, and now you watch the rodeo. So that'll
That's
be
cool.
part of it.
Yeah.
Our east side plans will be with our announcer's booth and buckaroo chutes. Those will all be destroyed.
People don't realize how old that
they're old.
They're
yeah.
old.
They're old.
That our announcers have got such a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And being in there.
Yeah.
It gets a little warm.
So we'll be redoing that as well. That'll be VIP boxes. It'll be a new announcer stand. And again, we'll have platforms off the back for people to be able to mingle and talk prior to rodeo. And then a lot of the things that are not pretty that you won't see is our infrastructure.
Yeah.
You know, right now we have 17 pedestals of power out to operate all our contestant trailers, all our trailers for private, for our concessionaires, for us that are down there. Our electrical infrastructure is going to be extensive. which is expensive. But the public won't see that, you know, because that's going to be underground. But our sewer system, we're going to need bathrooms on the east side, on the northeast side. All that's going to take underground infrastructure.
Permanent bathrooms like the ones we have. You know, the other thing, too, is when you're talking about things that aren't sexy is like redoing the alleys. Redoing the pins, all this, you know, the warm-up arenas to make it better for our contestants.
Oh, our contestants rolled in this week, and we redid the warm-up arena.
Yeah,
and we put all the pins along the side of them.
Yeah.
And we have the wash rack that Justin Myers did, you know, a couple years ago. They roll in, and Bella and Shelby, our trick riders, rolled in and said, this is awesome. You know, it makes you feel good. You know how hard we work on weekends to do that. And they come in and they notice.
You know, new ADA ramp down at North End, new stairs. And I mean, it's just a lot of people won't notice that.
Right.
But it just makes things easier. Rails going up and down the stairwells there.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know about you, but about 2 hours in the rodeo, I need something like that to get up and down.
And that's what you know we do during the rodeo is you watch people and look at their needs. And if you watch, you know, a person walking up the stairs with two beers in their hands with a little kid or somebody in their toe with no handrails,
it's tough.
It's challenging.
But now they're there.
It's the little things for sure.
Yep.
I think I'm going to look for the oxygen I want to be one of the oxygen. I'm going to be an oxygen vendor, where you go out and people come up and you give them the oxygen, the flavored oxygen, and all that during the rodeo. I don't know how good that'll go.
Fun conversations, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Christy Davis, did I get that right? I got that right.
Got that right.
From Golden Valley Bank. I want to talk about Golden Valley Bank when we get back, and of course Ted Mambino, who is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association, has led us through the leases and the battles that won, and gosh, guess what? Reading Rodeo got what they wanted. Because I'll tell you what, I saw Paul DeNuca, Dr. Paul DeNuca, last night, and he has been in support of that from the beginning, even when he was running for office. And he loves a rodeo. He said something the other night, we're not just giving you a lease, you know, you're part of us, and we're giving you the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Of Reading. That was beautiful.
Was.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back.
Okay. This is where the cowboy gets buffed on. Yeah, this is where the cowboy gets buffed on.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. Four nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Get ready to experience an unstoppable force and the youngest record-breaking country star, Gabby Barrett, in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Saturday, June 28th. Saddle up and boogie down to number one hits like The Good One and Pick Me Up. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fee. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you missed the show, you can go to our archives there at KCNR1460.com. Go to our show and look for programming and then go to archives so you can hear every show we've ever done. Wow. Every show. Back to our first or second show. If you want to hear some weird stuff, go back to that second show. We were still trying to figure out where the microphones were.
That's awesome.
Hey, we are here with Ted Bambino, who is the president of Redding Rodeo Association. It was his first year at it, and he jumped right in the middle of the fire with leases and everything else that was going on. Mm-hmm. And then Christy Davis, who is here from Golden Valley Bank for this long association. And that they've had, and you've been, see, Golden Valley has been here for...
It'll be 7 years in October.
7 years in October. Mm-hmm. And as you could describe Seabiscuit, the racehorse, small but mighty.
Yep.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely. Love
so,
it.
So Golden Valley started where?
Actually, so we are just going into our 20th year celebration.
Okay.
We opened back in 2006 in Chico.
Okay.
And so it's our 19th year, but we're going to celebrate all year into our 20th.
Oh,
so
good.
We'll
That's
about
the
way our
to
20th year celebration. And then we opened, I think it's been almost 2 years, an office in Oroville. And then Redding. We've been here 7 years. So
Chico, Oroville, and Redding.
Yep.
That's cool. That, you know, with local banks,
yep.
What do you say? That they know your name.
Exactly.
When you walk
yeah.
in. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we're really Butte, Tehama, Shasta. I mean, we're really focused on those communities and just all around getting involved in whatever we can. We're really reaching into Tehama County now as well. But we also will service other counties. But those are our main focus.
Well, you know what? As Ted's pointed out, you need a bank as a partner because of our strength. You know, rodeos, anytime you have a 1 week event, and I guess, anytime you have a 1 week event and there's a lot of money changing hands during that time, you need a very, flexible bank that can help you out with that.
Creative.
Yeah.
It was interesting, when actually Bennett Gooch came to us, he told me where they were banking and how, what they did with their money every night after the rodeo was done. And same thing, suitcase full of money with the cowboys carrying guns going to a night drop. And I was like, no, you don't need to do that. So we were able to collaborate and get creative. And I think we helped them with their efficiencies, too.
Oh, for sure.
And ways of, hey, let us know how we can help. I mean, we are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but we had a couple opportunities to really show ourselves one weekend when they called us on a Saturday and they said, we need some cash. Yeah. And we had several employees meet them at the bank and we opened the bank and got them their cash. Yep. And that's what it's
really?
About.
Yep. Yeah. You need cash on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're not just storing it in the back seat of your car.
Yeah. Okay. It's imperative. I mean, we have to have that relationship to function.
Of course. And then you want somebody that's local.
Yeah.
That's going to do that. That understands it. Mm-hmm. You know, understands the rodeo, understands the people. And you've been in the banking business for, gosh, what, 27 years now?
No.
You said 20 years?
No.
No.
Well, let's see. 20. I started at Wells Fargo when I was like 19. So it's been a little, almost 30 years.
Oh.
Started when I was 12.
I was going to say, you started when you were 12, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 10. That's right. She's had to stand on a step to look over the counter.
Yeah. No, I did ROP at West Valley High School in Wells Fargo.
So we talked about the future of rodeo, mm-hmm. and John Grounds, he got out of it 5 years ago and has gotten back into it because he sees the country kind of coming into the medium or coming back to the middle and mm-hmm. people appreciating mm-hmm. agriculture and ranching and this kind of stuff. And, of course, Cowboy Channel has been a big help.
Right.
But banking is a constant. It seems like it's in turmoil a lot. And that's maybe we're a smaller bank. Mm-hmm. Are y'all not involved in that kind of thing, or is it?
I mean, we want to stay small. Our board of directors want us to stay small. We recently just added a local business owner to our board of directors, Kevin Butler with Butler Engineering. It's important for us to have that voice local, and not only that, but the support behind us, so we can stay local and small. Of course, we have to grow, but we're just strategic in how we're doing that. We don't want to grow too fast because we don't want to lose that small, niche where people are coming in and we know and who they are and we know their stories, especially me being there since we opened. It warms my heart. They come in and they're looking over at me and it's like, hey, she's still here. And I think that's important, and not just showing up, but also seeing the representation of people. They may think, oh, those banks closing or merging locally, gosh, that's so great for you guys. But it also can be a catch-22 because then they question our stakes in it. And no, we're here to stay. And like I said, all of us there are local, and we want to see our community thrive and keep that local experience for Bankern.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. They have, that you want to know that your bank's going to be there, that you're being taken care of.
Yep.
And all of that. Yep. So, and if it isn't, I mean, you just, you get this feeling that I'm not really a person, mm-hmm. And we can use Reading Bank of Commerce, went to Merchants Bank, then went into something, and then went into Umpqua. I mean, it was just, we switched out of that in between one and Umpqua.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway.
You talk about people's money, It, regardless of how small or how big it is, they all need to be treated the same. And I think that gets scary for people. So,
Ted, tonight, it's family night.
Family night, yes. SNL Group. Mm-hmm. There's a sponsor, and we're glad to have them. Yeah.
And then tomorrow night, of course, is Bucking Cancer.
Yes.
Tomorrow, starting at 10:30, they're having their Chicks and Chaps soiree that's sold out.
Yeah.
And prior to that, we got down the street
pancake
from
breakfast.
Pancake breakfast. I'm going from pancake breakfast to Chicks and Chaps to the rodeo.
Yep.
Tomorrow.
That's my schedule tomorrow. I'm excited.
Well, hey, we have got some dynamite auction items.
Awesome. I'm excited for the new location, too. So.
Well, you know what? People were, kind of like, didn't want to do it, but then all the ladies who attend this are saying the heat was killing us, the wind and all this. So going someplace like that,
Yeah.
I think it's a great movie.
Yeah. I think it was.
When their makeup starts running, that's when you need to find a different location.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Gosh. Okay, so today's... I can't believe today's Thursday already. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be on a remote right down the street here at the Pancake Breakfast, mm-hmm. and we're going to have some people come by and talk to us. People from the Rodeo Church mm-hmm. are going to join us, and that's going to, of course, be Sunday, so you can hear and find out what that's about.
Right.
And somebody needs a happy birthday.
Exactly. My grandma, she's listening, Linda Slinkard. I love you. Happy birthday. And I'm hoping that you come to the rodeo with us tonight. I got her a good ticket, so I'm hoping she's going. So maybe if I blast her here. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Linda. Right, happy birthday, and thanks for listening to our station. You know, it's
long-time
nice to know.
Listener.
Yeah. Yeah. So happy birthday. I hope you have a great day, and I hope you enjoy the rodeo tonight. And then Saturday, of course, is the parade, and then the rodeo with
Armed Forces Night. Sierra Pacific, our wonderful sponsor.
Yeah.
They're like Christie and Golden Valley. They are engaged in the community.
Oh,
and,
boy!
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Howdy!
Yeah, and for sure.
The Qantas Stagecoach mm-hmm. is every night comes out with people in it now.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, of course we all know about Jack Potter's Wild Ride,
yeah.
but if you remember last year after that happened,
yeah.
talked to one of the guys, he said, we had 3 phone calls. He said, I thought, oh, they're going to start canceling. They signed up 3 people.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
night.
That's awesome.
For them to come out.
Well, they got a brand
very
new
cool.
coach and trailer.
Yeah.
So when you're driving into the rodeo grounds, you'll see this humongous, beautiful trailer
yeah.
that they haul the coach in. The horses run in a separate unit. They have a Reading Rodeo flag inside their coach that they haul with them all over the country.
Wow.
Is that
and
right?
And people walk in there and they say, what's that all about? And they're where we were put on the map was at the Reading Rodeo. So their organization, I can't explain it, they support utility services all over the country.
Yeah.
Fabulous organization.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous
they
people.
Train people in that. Okay, one last thing. RABA is starting at 4 o'clock, and it's going to go through, I think it's 11 o'clock.
They go
every 15 minutes.
They go, yeah, 4 to 6, and then every 15 minutes, and then from 9:30 to 11.
Well, I won't back down.
Okay, everybody have a great day.
Thank
God
you so
bless
much.
America.
Are you sure? KCNR.